Good morning, good afternoon, and good day. I'm A.T. Werdahl, and this is Big Fish, Small Pod, the show here on the Fish Stripes Podcast Network, where we take our time, we look through the day, catch you up on the latest, be it last night's games, be it transactions, be it whatever. In 10 minutes or less, you'll leave here with well-fed ears. You will have listened and hopefully learned at least something about something, be it a new insight, or really maybe you just don't like what I'm saying and you wanna argue. You have found a point underneath all of that. At any rate, this is the podcast, and last night the Marlins played the Mets. They pretty much led off the day with a series of moves. Transactionally, they recalled Nick Neidert to start the game last night. This is the sixth time Nick Neidert has been recalled to the Major League roster this year. Pretty illuminating for this Marlins pitching staff. Nick Neidert's just one of a plethora of players that can start a game, pitch numerous innings, and get Major League hitters out. With this move, the Marlins also selected the contract of Devin Marrero from the Jacksonville Shrimp, while Jazz Chisholm Jr. was placed on the 10-day injured list, supposedly COVID-related. The Marlins also, kind of tipping a little preview of our minor league section, Cody Poteet was placed on a rehab assignment to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. But first thing is first with this Major League game. The Marlins had a one-run victory against the New York Mets. One run, or however I said it, because it's honestly hard to talk about the 1-1, one-run wins for the Marlins. They've not been many, but last night we had one of those rare pattern breakers. So with that game, starting lineups were released. A little bit unusual. Jorge Alfaro was in left field to start batting sixth. Brian De La Cruz in right field. Alex Jackson getting the start behind the plate. With the move of Jorge Alfaro to left field, I do just want to highlight that for a second, because that move, to me, speaks greatly towards development. Obviously, Jorge was eager to work on his, like, catching skills over this past offseason, but obviously with, like, the past balls and whatnot, it's not apparent that he should be a major league catcher, at least not every day. Well, his bat has struggled, and his power potential has been nearly lost. And in the box score, regardless of what he's actually bringing day in and day out to the field, he's been low on impact with an OPS under 600. It's just not been a great year for Jorge. And a switch to left field, which the Marlins tipped earlier in the season, putting him into the outfield during like a double switch. Jorge's showing a real willingness to grow into a new position. Hopefully with a move to left field, getting away from the demands of the catcher position, which are there many, beyond even the fact that, like, a 162-game season is a difficult thing on the body for any player in baseball, the catcher being in the crouch position so much of the game and dealing with just, like, the actual pitching attack, it's a lot. It's a full plate, a fuller plate than any other position, really. So, I think that we can look at a move to left field as a room-establishing move. There's more room for Jorge's development in that, because there's literally just more time in the day. At a certain point, that becomes the scarcity when you're talking about player development. And last night, he kept his energy well throughout the game. So Nick Neidert was on the mound to start, and he pitched the longest start of his career at the major league level, while striking out the most he struck out in 2021 in a game, and collected his first major league win behind 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs. He did allow 4 walks, which is kind of high for him, but he has struggled, like, just pinching the zone pretty frequently in his career. And those 5 strikeouts. Bullpen was solid behind him. Anthony Bender came in to shut down the inning for Neidert in the 6th. There was a double, so there was man on 2nd. So Anthony Bender came in for the clutch moment. David Hess came in and was solid. Richard Blyer shut down 2/3 inning. And Dylan Floro came in for the save. Just a solid save. He allowed a run, which was fine, given the 8th inning double by Jorge Alfaro. That brought in an important insurance run. Top to bottom, this was a solid Marlins win. Brian De La Cruz had 3 hits. Alex Jackson had his first major league home run. Those are the signs that you need to see from this team, too. I like the fact, personally, that the Baseball Reference playoff odds, they now have the Marlins at a 0.2% chance of winning the World Series in 2021, which actually is up from the trade deadline. Still totally marginal odds. I mean, just 15 games under 500 is a huge gap to make up. But if, I mean, this team could go on a run and then just stay on that run. But you don't bet on it, or expect it. Or, I don't frankly know why I'm talking about it. It's just not much of a possibility, but underneath this roster and potential offseason moves, you know, catcher, center field, what's already been talked about, this lineup with Alfaro potentially stepping into the outfield on occasion, Brian De La Cruz as one of those bench players, Alex Jackson himself as maybe a bench catcher with some pop, under all that is improvement. If even the bench players on this team can hit, the Marlins have a solid shot going forward. Especially as we look into the rehab assignment of Cody Poteet, who's returning to the mound after quite a bit. If you remember, he was last seen really just like punching up at the major league level and performing well. Despite a few bumps in the road for a rookie starter, he gave a lot of room for optimism, and that is still there. Cody Poteet is a guy who could step in exactly like Nick Neidert did, theoretically, and he was even overshadowed in his rehab assignment. I mean, obviously he was limited. He pitched just 45 pitches in 2 1/3 innings. He did allow a couple of runs, got a couple of strikeouts, and that does tell me that he did get to his strikeout heights. He was able to get there, which coming off of a rehab is not like a guarantee, but it's a good development. Sean Morimoto came in to close out the game for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and he pitched 6 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, and overall a great start. Just 6 2/3 innings on 95 pitches. You'll absolutely take that. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp did beat the Norfolk Tides 6-2. Well, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos faced off against the Biloxi Shuckers. Kyle Nicholas got in the game for his 2nd start at the AA level, and he was solid. He pitched 6 strikeouts, allowed 2 earned runs in 5 innings. The team got it done with 2 hits with runners in scoring position, scored 5 runs behind 2 hits by Peyton Burdick, and the Beloit Snappers opened their ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit to a sold-out crowd of 3,500 fans. A Will Banfield double brought the Snappers the lead in the 1st, and it wasn't until the 6th that the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers got to Zach King for 5 runs, tying the game until extras, where the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers put up 4 in the 10th, to put final score 9-5. Jupiter was rained out, and tonight the Marlins will face off against the New York Mets at 7:05. with Zach Thompson facing Carlos Carrasco.